should be really exciting just as an experience in itself. And I can't quite get my head around it as a Catholic that he'll be here and he'll be just surrounded by other people that are interested for whatever reason to see him. I hope that there's a positive reaction in England despite everything else that's been going on.
You're, as you say, going to be taking part in this vigil with the Pope. What kind of message do you expect to hear from him? What would you like to get out of this?
Personally, I think anyone, any Catholic that's going to the event is looking for some kind of affirmation in a sense that what they're doing is right, because there are a lot of very difficult issues to tackle within the faith, and a lot of people think that it is quite outdated, and obviously I don't agree with them, but you want someone to tell you that this is the right thing, and I'm going to be very interested to see what comes out of it. My expectations are very broad because I don't know what's going to happen.
You were brought up as a Catholic, weren't you? A very Catholic family, in fact. Tell us a bit about your experience of growing up in what is a minority church in this country.
Personally, I feel that, I don't think prejudice is the right word, but people have got a stereotyped version of that. And I'm Catholic essentially because my mum's family is Irish, so that's where that comes from. And for me, that is such a fantastic thing, because when I go back to Ireland and visit my granddad's family, it just is an extraordinary sense of belonging to something. It restores your sense of faith after coming back from England, because we all know that sort of mass sizes are depleting and that people are having stronger anti-Catholic views in the light of different scandals, different novels and certain things. So growing up in England, I think it's probably more difficult than it is easy to be Catholic in a lot of ways, because there is much more pressures on young people these days. We've got more decisions to make and more choices facing us and more types of moral dilemmas